Hi, this is Tom Browning, and you're listening to the Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com, home of the Reds.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland on this Tuesday, November 21, 2006. We were supposed to do the podcast last night, but everyone at our house is kind of sick. Yeah, excuse the crack technical staff over there. I just took my temperature, 99.4.
So. Man, can you imagine the Reds winning that many games in a year?
99.4?
Yeah. I can see them getting that .4.
They do get the .4 consistently. So, yeah. Well, maybe they will, you know, because Kriske is having his way with the team.
That's right. He is doing something.
He's doing things. Not any one thing, I guess, but some things. Anyway, so what's gone down since the last podcast?
Since last we spoke with...
Man, I got a long list of stuff that's going on here.
Time.
Do we want to hit them all really fast? Hit them all really fast.
As Ken Brew would say in his podcast and also on his show, quick hits!
Quick hits! Yeah.
That's not so quick. Come on!
Oh. William Bergoglio and Ray Olmedo are in Venezuela and they're tearing it up. Bergoglio more than Olmedo, I guess.
Really? But well, we need... How are they defensively?
You know, I hear they're pretty good.
Pretty good? Okay. Well, so we have that's a legitimate option, right? For shortstop or second base,
you know,
or whatever.
I would think so.
That's worth looking at, I think.
Just re-signed someone defensively.
Juan Castro, he's pretty good defensively.
That's right, yeah. They called him something regarding his defensive skills.
It's not they. Oh, no, no, no. It is the George Grant calls him.
And the Georgenator. You know, this reminds me, we should put together a new Georgenator.
I didn't tape anything last year.
It's all right. Anyway, so they're doing all right. They're not going to have any place to play when they get back, thanks to the signing of Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? You
impressed? Actually, I like him. Okay.
Kind of a lot of money, don't you think, for someone that we already really didn't, for a position we didn't really need?
I don't know.
Oops.
That you could say Olmedo or Bergoglio are ready to be major leaguers, but...
What about Castro, though?
Yeah.
And what about the combination of all three of them?
Yeah.
Bergoglio, Olmedo. I really like Olmedo, you know. He's one of my little favorites. He's a cutie.
Well...
And this pen doesn't work.
I don't really...
Got it. So, anyway...
It just makes the Castro signing look kind of odd.
Well, I thought the Castro signing looked
Which
odd
it was
at
the time, yeah.
But in any event, the Gonzalez deal is a three-year deal. $14 million, which I guess really that's not that
He's
much.
Young enough, he's like 29 now, and he's still really good defensively. Things I've read seem to indicate he's like in the top three, two in the National League, which the Reds certainly need that. I mean...
I suppose so. I'm not seeing...
It's not exactly a replacement for Lopez. It's...
Well, certainly
not. Replacing Clayton or whoever they threw out there on a given night last year.
Yeah, and I suppose.
Aurelio was real good with the bat, but his defense at shortstop was not very good. I mean, he's just average. I'd like someone above average there, and I think Gonzalez will do that.
That's fine if they can just get some offense coming from someplace else.
Right.
And it's just, I think it's a strange move to make so early on when it wasn't a hole. You know, there's obvious holes in the team. That wasn't
well. That's
one
of the things they stated was a hole. So obviously they don't think too highly of Olmedo and Bergoglio and even Castro. Apparently,
who
they signed.
Yes, that is unusual because Kripke likes to get rid of the guys that he didn't bring in.
That's right.
He seems to do it with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. And Castro, he did bring in, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That was his doing, wasn't it?
Yeah, he brought him from the Twins, basically.
Yeah, and that seems like it's going to be the golden touch for a player usually. So anyway, so what else?
He got rid of another player that he didn't bring in Jason LaRue.
That's right. LaRue is on his way to Kansas City right now. And
Kansas City, here he comes.
It was initially said that they weren't, there was no cash trading hands, but that's turned out not to be the case. The Reds are sending some money along with him to defer.
Yeah.
Not to defray some of the cost, but it doesn't sound like it's too much. And we'll see LaRue over in Kansas City. Mark put up a follow-up post saying that he talked to LaRue and LaRue was happy about the opportunity to leave and go prove himself elsewhere. And, you know, it has been getting awfully crowded there behind the plate, not just last year, but the year before, as I recall.
Yeah, they didn't treat LaRue too well last year. I know he had a bad year at the beginning. He rushed back too soon from his knee injury.
Yeah.
And then he was struggling and they just kept playing. They played him he had a horrible slump when from coming back too early. And then after that, they pretty much gave up on him.
I think it's a lucky thing that Javi is such a laid-back kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's so chill. And I don't know, it seems like from what you see, he's also like the team's Spanish translator.
Probably. They certainly don't have any coaches who can do that.
What in the world is up with that? But in any event, I think, you know, here's a guy, I mean, 2 years ago he had a fantastic year, and then he comes in, he didn't even really get his due this year because, you know, even if he beat out LaRue, he was getting kind of shoved out by Ross. And I don't know. I'm okay with this move.
It would have been better if they'd been able to trade Ross last year when his value was up.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they could have gotten something.
They are getting rid of LaRue when he's worth the lowest amount of his entire professional career.
That's true. And I just don't see...
Poor general managing there.
I just don't see Ross repeating last year.
No.
I just don't.
He didn't even have a good year. He had a good half a year.
Exactly. So I think, you know, we're going to see LaRue's going to do all right in
his
new
surroundings. He'll do what he's always done. He'll be, like, hitting 240 to 250 with 15 home runs and having above average defense. And
people are down on LaRue, and I mean, he's been kind of whiny. Not really whiny, but, you know, he's been in a tough situation. He is a guy that's got a little bit of an ego, and as you would expect
to. I would hope.
You're not going to make it as a celebrity if you don't have some ego.
Or, you have to... believe you're better than everyone else. Do you really have
to
the
be
drive
a competitor.
To get there? You have to have a lot of competitive spirit.
So, I mean, I don't think that he really deserves to be for people to be down on him. And I think he could do all right. And I don't think Ross is going to do remotely what he did in the half of the year that was awesome this year. And I think that we could look back on this deal and say, gosh, man, I really wish that we could have gotten rid of, not gotten rid of, we could have gotten something out of Ross at the deadline in 2006.
Yeah.
We'd still be sitting on a fairly decent duo. I mean, you know, LaRue and Javi put together a really good year in 2005.
Really, the Reds do have a problem at catcher. I mean, LaRue was, 32? In his 30s. Ross is might be 30. Whatever. All their catchers are right there at the wrong side of 30, especially for a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And they have nothing in the minors.
Yeah, that's scary. What, you don't think Sardina's going to...
They got rid of him.
Yeah, he's not
They finally gave up on him. I don't know why. He was a... great defense, no bat. They've got another couple guys down there who are the same thing. Great defense, but can't hit a ball to save their lives.
You'd think that they would be pretty good at hitting a ball with the view they get of them.
I guess
the view
not.
Of pitches that they get.
Maybe.
Of course, you know, Reds catchers only get the view of Reds pitching, so that might explain something
there. Maybe they need the player's ass in the way to really have a...
That's not very nice. So what else did the Reds do? They signed Mike Stanton to a 2-year deal.
That's right.
Wow, that's kind of a long deal for a guy his age, don't you think?
Jay and Easy has a decent post up about him.
Oh, yeah?
Comparing his signing to the signing of Chris Hammond last year.
Uh-huh.
And talking about how when Chris
Hammond
was signed...
sign Hammond for 2 years,
no,
did they?
No, they didn't. But when he was already in his 40s. When Chris Hammond was signed for the previous... couple years, some of his stats were showing the kind of downward trend that happens as players get older, and Stanton doesn't have that.
Huh.
So that's good. He's not trending towards crap.
He's not trending that way, but maybe he's just going to fall off the cliff once he, you know.
I doubt it. I bet he'll be good this year for, 2007. It's that second year that it'll be like, yeah.
So what is the deal with these long contracts Kripke's handing out? Does he just want to get his lineup set and not have to deal with it again for 3 years? I mean, what's the issue?
He's gonna get everything set. I don't want to work next year. Come on.
I'm bringing
big
in
big money.
Every X-twin I can find.
Stanton is not an X-twin.
Really, at his age, I would have thought he would have played about everywhere.
Yankees came up with the Braves back in. A long, long time ago,
that's
obviously.
It's not a bad resume.
Yeah, he's gotten some World Series wins and experience. So that's not bad.
All right. Well, that's what the Reds have done. That's what they've brought in. There's been lots of rumors about Reds that could be going out. Of course, Rich Aurelia is constantly in the
news. Yeah, and now that Gonzalez is signed, he's not coming back.
Oh, I don't think there was.
No, there wasn't ever any doubt before, but now he doesn't even have a semblance of a position.
Oh, that's not. I don't think that's true. He would be platooning at first.
Oh, that's
if
true.
If he was
they
playing,
do.
He'd be platooning at first. And I think that they're kind of in a spot with first base because, you know.
Hatterberg was terrible against oh gosh, I forget.
Hattaberg.
They had the righty-lefty split. Hattaberg bats left, and he didn't do so well.
I think that if you're going to have, it seems to me like you can approach first base a couple of ways. You're either putting players at first base to get them into the lineup somewhere.
Right.
Or you have Pujols. You know, you have a first baseman. I don't see Hattaberg as a first baseman, but I see wanting to get him into the lineup sometimes, but I don't see wanting to get him into the lineup every day. He
right.
seems like a platoon first baseman. We need to get a right-hander to take over the other half of that, and that's the role
There's
that Aurelia played.
There's not a single person on the team who fills that. All the people who he would put at first, in theory, to get in the lineup would be like Griffey and Dunn and Hobby.
Yeah.
They're all left-handed. Javi's
a
switch hitter.
Javi's a switch hitter, but you don't want him batting right-handed.
No.
You don't get him into the lineup to bat right-handed.
No.
Yeah.
So
and I mean, even LaRue, he was right-handed, and now he's gone. So
that's okay. I am happy that there aren't three catchers going into this offseason.
Oh, sure,
that was
sure.
one of the reasons they failed to make the postseason this year.
You think?
Yeah. Limited the manager's options too many times, I think.
I suppose you could say that.
Three catchers. Your catcher is never your best hitter on your team.
I think that, that's true. You know what? Friel could back up catcher. But you know, a lot
exactly.
of people...
Exactly. No, they don't need three.
The thing about Friel is that a lot of people are penciling him in as the everyday right fielder, and I just do not see that happening. I do not see them going into the season. Well, maybe they'd go into the season, but it wouldn't last. They would go in with the expectation of acquiring a right fielder before too long, because... Because it's an organizational opinion that
yeah.
Friel does.
Well, you know they've got
doesn't play every day.
Dinorfia, they've got.
I'd love to
Bubba
see
Crosby.
That's true. They do have Bubba Crosby.
So
is he? Where does he bat?
Actually, I'm not
left-handed,
sure.
Left-handed, I bet. He's
probably
lefty.
No. Yes, he is because he can't do the platoon with the Hattaberg either because he does play some first, but he's left-handed.
So, alrighty yes. then.
That's
very good.
Yeah.
It's time to get down on the other side of the plate. Come on, man. Learn to be a switch hitter. Anyway, that wasn't where I was intending to go with that. I was intending to talk about the Reds players that there are rumors about. And I guess Aurelia really isn't a Reds player anymore. He filed
no,
for free agency long
anymore.
Ago. And he's not going to be going into next season. And I'm going to miss him because, you know, he was really nice to me.
Yeah.
He and his wife were
it's
really
pretty
nice
cool.
to me.
It seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, he talked to me on the phone. I don't know whose wife I'm going to sit next to at spring training games this year.
Hopefully he gets signs with a team who's in the Grapefruit League.
That would be great. Then we could go to away games and track down Raquel in the stands if she's there. I don't know. She might be off busy recording new albums or something. She's a busy woman. She's got her own things going on. But in any event, so yeah, that's the deal with Aurelia. And then there was a column out this week that compared the deal he might get from the Giants to the 3-year, $13 million contract that the Cubs gave to DeRosa. And I think, damn.
Yeah. Well,
good for
and,
him, huh?
3-year, 13, and Gonzalez signed for quite a bit of change. He's a middle infielder.
Mm-hmm. Could be a...
So, yeah, I think, and there's all sorts of all the other crazy mad cash signings.
Mm-hmm.
Soriano with the Cubs.
Oh, that, yeah. We'll get to that one.
Yeah, so I think Aurelia is set to cash in for the first time in a few years.
Well, good for him.
Good for him.
Not that they were, like, you know, on the brink of bankruptcy as it was, but, you know, it's a little bit of karma coming this way. I like people who are nice to me for nice things to happen to them. So, you know, by that extension of that, I expect something horrible to happen to Arroyo anytime now.
Man.
Anyway.
Tied it into him. Jeez.
You know, I'm just skilled that way. Anyway, there. I also saw a story actually mentioning Dinorfia. That,
really?
That you mentioned, about the Marlins and how they're going to be, how they have enormous center field that they could use
I'm afraid that could happen. So the Reds don't seem to value Dinorfia as much as as they should.
I'm a fan of Dinorfia myself.
It's a long face.
I like the long face.
Me too.
Well, you've got a long face too.
I know.
So, you know, maybe you feel like you're looking in a mirror. You feel like you could be center field.
Put me in.
What else have we got? I saw something about an idea about Dunn and the Orioles.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very much afraid that Krupski's going to trade Dunn.
I still don't care if he trades Dunn. He just needs to get the right things back.
Get something out of him. Yep. That's the thing. Don't do it. Don't pull another LaRue. We don't need
reason to dump Dunn's salary.
Well, you know, he might do it anyway. Because, you know, he didn't bring him in. He's not a great defender.
No, he's not.
Ew, you know that Krusky's
got
the big
old... Usually your best hitter isn't. Yeah, it's trade-offs. You can't have someone who's perfect at both things in every position. Even the Yankees can't manage that.
Oh, Pujols.
There's one player in the game. Okay, fine. I said every position.
Scott Schoenweiss, the is a free agent too.
Old lefty,
I believe. Yeah.
Well, old lefty. The Reds just got their new. They've also got Cormier still for next year.
Yeah, I guess
I think they've got filled their quota.
Yeah, I was going to say since they picked up Stanton, I guess that they aren't going after Schoenweiss anymore.
Probably not. I'd be surprised. I mean, they also have Shackelford, who's proven he can get lefties out.
And he does have Boras as a... is it Boras? Boras?
I have no idea.
He's a Boras.
You know, you read these names.
Yeah, you don't hear them.
Just this week, this is a comic book term, but like Japanese comics, I always thought it was pronounced manga.
It's not? What is it?
Manga.
Oh. Huh.
Sounds wrong.
You learned something today on the Red Hot Mama podcast. Manga.
You read a word...
Yeah, well, why would you? Yeah.
And you think it's victuals, and nope, it's vittles.
I think when it's a word like that that comes from another language and they're having to choose a spelling for it, why not make it phonetic to begin with? Why not spell it M-A-H-N-G-A?
That wouldn't leave
obviously, it would be manga at that point.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're just taking it from another language because, you know, they don't use our characters in Japanese. I mean, they had to come up with a spelling.
And you spell it that way. It's only one letter away from mango.
Mango. Mango.
Which has that nasty A sound. Anyway.
So but Boras, he does have Boras as a agent, so he's going to get some of that attached to. Say moose and squirrel.
Say moose and squirrel.
Moose and squirrel. What else? Not a current Red, but former Red, Sean Casey, is re-signed, re-upped with the Tigers.
Cool.
I don't know that anyone knew that he was going back. But, you know, if he's happy there and they like having him there, why not?
Yeah,
they had just gotten...
He's upgraded a bit over the last year or so, huh?
No kidding, man. No kidding. Goes from
I thought
Reds
he might get more interest with given his performance in the World Series, but...
Well, maybe he did. You know,
the Tigers are still a good team.
He's the kind of guy who's he's going to have a lot of loyalty.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they come around asking and he's like, well, yeah, sign me back up because I'm loyal to this team after the half year I spent here.
Too bad he has to live in Detroit, huh?
I'm sure he doesn't have to live in Detroit. He lives in Jupiter, Florida, as I recall, which is where some team has a spring training. But
Cardinals.
Is that where the Cardinals are?
Yeah.
What if he hangs with his Cardinal homies? Well, probably not, because while they're at spring training, he would be somewhere else. Anyway, what else? Griffey's got an arena football team.
Whatever. It's just his latest toy.
Yeah, seriously. He had to buy one fewer car this year so he could have an arena football team.
He's tired of gadgets and filled up the mansion with, you know, walk-in entertainment things.
There's
so.
no more space in the mansion.
He's buying his own team.
That'll give him more space to put more crap.
There you go.
And then he can buy gadgets for the team. Anyway, what else? You mentioned the Soriano deal. Holy crap! 8 years, $135 million. Dollars. Well, the $135 million doesn't surprise me so much as the 8 years. You tell me six years and $135 million, dollars, I probably would have been less surprised.
It's like, okay, that's a little high, but okay. Maybe 36. Yeah, okay. He's getting him through some of his... The beginning of his best years.
But, you know, it's...
But, and even his yearly salary for, like, next year. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, Soriano's been good enough to warrant that, especially in the market that's generating now.
But, you know, there's been...
8 years!
There's been a lot of talk about that guy only really trying because of his contract year.
He's always been kind of flighty.
Then he doesn't have to try for a long-ass time.
No.
He doesn't really have to try again for the rest of his career, because how old is he going to be when this is done? 30,
that's true.
38?
38.
I mean, he'll probably still be pulling a, you know, I want to break some record or something like that, and or maybe.
I don't
maybe,
know if he's good enough.
Maybe he'll cash out. Maybe he'll be like,
go for too cha-ching. Many records. He's a solid player, but.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he's more than solid. He's good.
Also they're signing him with talking about putting him in center, you know, a position he's completely unfamiliar with.
Never once played.
He played left field last year for the first time.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he didn't want to do that either. But to be fair, how different are the fields? I mean, I guess center field's a little bit special because, you know, you got to call people off and stuff, but...
There's more territory to cover there as
well. Yeah, I guess, but I mean...
He's got the speed for it. There's slightly different angles on the ball, but that shouldn't be a problem. It's just odd. I mean...
With the hissy fit he threw about playing in the outfield last year, why didn't he hold up for a deal someplace where he could play in the infield? Because, I mean, obviously he could have had it. If he could get an 8-year, $135 million contract...
Maybe he was really just upset about being traded to the Nationals.
Maybe. I'd be upset about that.
And going to the Cubs,
Yeah, but, you know, he was obviously going for the cash there. I mean, he went to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I can't see anyone bidding more than that.
Anyway. I think, the Reds apparently had a hole in their infield.
Yeah, he's actually not very good defensively.
Well, then in that case, he would be right out.
But yeah, he might not have been like the highest yearly bidder, but I can't see anyone offering him more than eight years.
Yeah, what the hell?
Guaranteed money.
What the hell does he have a say in trades and stuff?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
He's still guaranteed money.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just wondering if the Cubs are going to try to bail out on him after 4 years, you know. Which I don't know if after 4 years of an 8-year contract that really counts as bailing out. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. So that's all the baseball news I've got, except for the fact that the Red Hot Mama Super Fun Activity Book for Kids.
That's right.
Is available now.
There's some
for
fun
your
activities.
And you want to. It is. There are some fun activities.
Super fun.
They are super fun. I'm going to start calling it the RHM S-Fab for K. The RHM S-Fab for K. And I drew all the pictures myself, and the correct technical staff had a lot to do with the layout, page layouts, and dealing with all the technical aspects.
There's all sorts of fun games in there: mazes, connect the dots, a little bit of tic-tac-toe, word jumbles, crossword puzzles. You know, standard
and, you
kids
know,
activity.
It's
things.
Like totally clean and totally appropriate for children, but there's still going to be some jokes you're going to appreciate.
Yeah,
there's still some stuff for the grown-ups. It's kind of like when you watch SpongeBob.
And it can be yours for $6.99.
Just $6.99. And it is, on sale now.
On sale
and
now.
You want to order soon if you want to get it for Christmas, because at Lulu, they actually print them when you order them.
Right.
You know, it's
print
not
on
like,
demand publishing.
It's not as if they've got like a stock house of them. I can just go over and grab 100 of them to take with me to Reds Fest. They actually will be printing them when you order them. So in any event, that's what's going on in Red Hot Mama Land. What's going on in the rest of the world?
Apparently, did you know that Major League Baseball, along with its substandard blog sites... has an auction site.
Do you mean ML Blogs?
Yeah, I'm referring to that. But
you're talking about Major League Baseball's blogs,
right.
not baseball blogs.
No, not baseball blogs.
I will
ML
take
blogs.
You down, dog.
No,
I have got
an
awesome
official
technical staff.
Major League Blogs.
Yes, I am aware of the fact that those are subpar.
They have an auction
site
too.
Is that right? No, I'm not saying anything about people who write on ML Blogs, though. I do see that an awful lot of them are not updated frequently. But I understand that the software is not that great.
Yeah, well. They have an auction site.
Oh, what do they auction there? Is it subpar as well?
Well, this item is, unless you want a Yankees hat worn by often injured pitcher Carl Pavano. I talked about him a few weeks ago. He's like signed to a 4-year contract with the Yankees last year or the year before, a while ago. Mm-hmm. I think he's pitched in a handful of games. So the claim that this
awesome.
Is a game-worn hat, is dubious.
So it's brand new, is what you're saying.
If it's game-worn, he was sitting on the bench wearing it. And the best part...
Well, no, he was in a handful of games, it could have been, but the appeal of such an item is certainly dubious.
Yeah, but the best part is, it bid without anyone... The auction ended without anyone bidding on it.
Without even one bid. Wow.
Yeah, Deadspin had the best comment about it. It said the hat is $100 on the auction. That was the starting bid. Or $39.95 million for 4 years.
You know, without the minimum bid, I'd like to think that somebody would have bid on it. $100? That's ridiculous. That's stupid. But, I mean, you think, like, if it had gone for, like, $0 and no one bought it, you think, you know, at least it'd be a hat.
Yeah.
Like, free hat.
Yankees hat.
Yankees hat.
That would go.
I mean, yeah, seriously, you buy one of those in the store, it's going to cost you $25, you know, and get one game worn for 15 cents. Except you can't, apparently, because...
Apparently not, because it's maybe a bit of $100.
Anyway. Okay, so that's crap. What else you got?
Starting in 2008, the Philadelphia Phillies will have a new AAA affiliate, mm-hmm. and they held a contest for the nickname.
Uh-huh.
The one that won, the Iron Pigs. The team will be named the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs when they begin play in a couple years.
Mm, sounds rusty.
Yeah. It's, it refers to the areas where the team is. It refers to the area's history as a producer of steel.
Huh.
And they made pig iron.
Oh, well, that's
some kind of raw iron.
That sounds like a perfectly good mascot, yeah. in my opinion. It seems like there used to be a lot of schools and stuff that had interesting mascots.
Yeah.
Had something to do with the area, and that, those are all kind of falling by the wayside in favor of tigers and eagles and...
Yeah, some bland animal.
Yeah.
But no, Iron Pigs. I kind of like that.
Mm, cool.
I hope they come up with... They don't have a logo yet, but they could come up with something cool for
that. I think that they could have a real badass mascot, some guy in actual iron... Dressed as a pig, you know, it could be clanking around. It could be like a suit of armor.
Dude, he Thunk. Would faint.
And get out there in the heat.
He'll only be able to be out there for like 5 seconds. Okay, gotta go.
It would be like cast iron, like a skillet. They would be frying eggs on the iron pig. Anyway, you're saying?
My last story, it isn't... It's funny in a dark way. Kind of shades of Final Destination. After, okay, there's a man, Bob Cartwright, who skipped on the writing on the flight that Corey Lytle was piloting.
Oh, I see. I didn't know Lytle would be taking passengers.
Yeah. And he was just going to, it wasn't like a...
Okay, so he was scheduled, he was planning to be on this flight, and he did not.
He did not.
For whatever reason.
At the last minute, you know.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, except not, because he just died in a plane crash.
Ooh, really?
A private plane crashed in California.
Wow.
So,
dang.
Creepy, huh? Like,
yeah, kinda.
He skips death and nope, not for like a month.
Wow. They'll make a movie out of it. Oh, they already did make a movie out of it.
Final Destination. I think it was crappy.
Crappy movie?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the real life story was even worse.
Yeah. Real life sucks. Movie sucks too.
Anyway. That's kind of a downer note to end the show on. Red Hot Mama's super fun activity book for kids is on sale now.
We're not insensitive.
Well, what are we going to do? Leave the show on that note? That would be horrible. Our thoughts go out to the Cartwright family and you know, best wishes to all of them. And the Red Hot Mama super fun activity book for kids is on sale now.
Yeah, maybe it can help cheer the kids up if he has any children in the family.
You know, probably not.
No.
Probably not. I think that would be insensitive.
Okay.
But in any event, hopefully this coming week will prove to contain some trade that will be really exciting and we'll be able to end the show next week on a super up note. But until then, everyone keep on hanging in there and go Reds!
Go Reds! The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Send an email, post a comment on the website, or leave a voicemail. The email address is rhm@red-hot-mama.com. The webpage is red-hot-mama.com. And our voicemail line is 513-729-7106.